Has anybody ever got a machine hit in the mouth? It hurts. When I was first learning how to play the bass, had a short bass. The church had a short bass. And so I was playing with a short neck, and I got my long neck, and I'm playing with, I know I got a long neck too, but I'm talking about I was playing long neck bass. And it had a low ceiling. And the low ceiling actually was, there was 2x4 light fixtures, and then also a drop ceiling. And I was playing one day, and while I was playing, I took the bass. I was getting kind of happy, and I did like that. When I did, I hit one of those 2x4 fixtures, and it wasn't in there tight. And when it did, it popped me right in the head. I thought God had come down. But it wasn't God. Amen. It was me. Amen. Get your Bibles out. Turn to Isaiah. Turn to Isaiah. We're going to finish up from last week. Isaiah chapter 40. Talking about burnout. If anybody's ever been a caretaker, you'll know what burnout is. If you've ever been a parent of a sick child, you know what burnout is. If you ever had a rough job that honestly required more people than they had, or the people were not trained and you were trying to help keep that thing going, you know what burnout is. Burnout's when you get to the absolute, you burn both sides, the candle, and they've come in, and when they come in, you really just can't take much more because of this. So we're going to, you can get your Bible out if you want to, but I put it up here for you so you can see it. So let's all stand for the reading of the Word, and I'll put it up here for you so you don't have to get your Bible out unless you want to. King James Version up here. Isaiah 40, 27 through 31. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we love you, Lord. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We know, God, that you are alive and well and on the throne, Father. And we know, God, that you are working in our midst, God, very powerfully. So many times, God, you're working behind the scenes and we just don't see it. But we've got to trust you, because when we can't see your hand, we've got to trust your heart. You're doing what is right, and we have to hang on with all we got. Not hang on to us, but just hang on to your hand. And you're going to take a hold of ours, and something special is going to take place. Lord, I love you, and I praise your name, and I thank you for this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the church said, amen. You can be seated. Now, I want to give a round of applause to Frank Richards today. Frank retired. Did I say retired or retarded? What did I say? Retired, okay. Well, Frank, I got some inside news. Y'all ready for some inside news? Don't y'all like the inside news? It's like watching the scoop on the television at night, the inside news. I got some inside news about Frank. When they talked about retiring, Christy said, I don't know. I'll make sure you're going to be healthy. She said, before you retire, we got to go get you a checkup. So he said, okay, we'll do that. So before he retired, announced his retirement, he went to the doctor, and Christy wanted to accompany him. So Christy goes in with him, and she accompanies to his checkup. While Frank is getting dressed, the doctor came out and said to Christy, I don't like the way he looks. And she said, neither do I, but he's handy around the house. I told it earlier today, but it was just Frank and Christy. Amen. All right. Ready? Here we go. This is another version. I love this version, the Message version, because, again, if you got a Message Bible, it's great. But always, no matter what kind of Bible you have, go to the King James Version first and use that as an anchor, because the King James Version is the most widely accepted Bible in the world. It's the longest compiled Bible, because Bibles used to be bits and pieces. It's the longest compiled Bible in the world. And when they found the Dead Sea Scrolls in the 1900s, and the King James Bible was put together in the 1600s, they found that the Dead Sea Scrolls that were written way before King James Version matched up with the King James Version. So I always go to the King James Version, but I like to look at other versions too. As you can tell, I always put other versions up here. But I make sure that it's reputable, and that it's just an awesome way to explain. Because sometimes the King James Version, especially from the 1600s, doesn't always. Matter of fact, has anybody ever had an original King James Bible? An original King James Bible. The original King James Bible was written in the King's English. And I got some for my kids, and I've got one. I found some one day. They're on sale, and they're really thick, and they're big, little big Bibles. And so I gave one to everybody and opened it up, and as I started reading, I went, whoa, this is the King's English. Amen. So again, but go to King James Version always as your anchor. So here's the message. Why would you ever complain, O Jacob, or whine, Israel, saying, God has lost track of me? He doesn't care what happens. He doesn't care what happens to me. Don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's creator of all you can see and all you can imagine. He doesn't get tired. He doesn't pause to catch his breath. He knows everything inside and out. He energizes those who get tired, gives fresh strength to dropouts. For even the young men, or young people tire and drop out. Young folks in their prime stumble and fall. But those who wait upon God shall get fresh strength. They shall spread their wings and soar like eagles. They shall run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind. Just two slides from last week, and then we're going right into it. The problem of this age, of course, is many people just burn out. If you're fighting a disease, you're burnt. You can be burnt out very easy. If you're trying to help somebody else fight that disease, you could be burnt out. If your job has got you, you're burnt out. Whatever. There's so many things that can get you, but many people are just burnt out. They've got nothing left to give. They're burned up. They're consumed. They're burnt through. They're hurting. And the bottom line is, as always, their strength is apt. And this is the last slide from last week. When all this happens to a person, here's what happens. They get frustrated because they can't do anything about it. There's disappointment because their seems there's never change. They get depressed because they feel helpless. They have doubt and hopelessness because they think it'll never change. But the bottom line is, when you're burnt out, it can lead to faith breakdown. And that's exactly what we just read. So here we are. We read last week. We talked about all being burnt out. So now let's go a little bit further. So we're going to go back to verse 28. Verse 28 says, "Have you not known, have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding." Watch this. God, remember this, God does not ever give up on your situation. All right? He does not grow tired. He does not grow weary. Have you ever rode down the road with your kids and go, "Are we there yet, Dad? Are we there yet, Dad? Are we there yet, Dad? Are you there yet, Dad?" And I go, "Please stop. Are we there yet? I just told you 2 seconds ago." He has called you. Guess what? Even in your mess ups, He called you before you made those mess ups because He already knew you were going to make those mess ups, and He knew how He was going to get you out of those mess ups, and He's not messed up. So your call's still valid. God's still there. God knows about your situation, and I promise you, He understands your situation better than you do. Matter of fact, God is never late. Somebody say amen. God is never late. But let me tell you something else He's never. He's never early. Wow. We always talk about God is never late. Well, God's never early either. He knows what you need when you need it. And He's not going to give it to you before. Because if He gives it to you before, you're going to urge it before. Feeling good. The better I was. So none of us can do this alone. We have to have each other, and we have to have God. Verse 31, he says, look, let me read 31. Now, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So, hope in the Lord, because remember, in times of trouble, He's not. Remember this. Y'all say this. Say this. He will never leave me. Point to somebody else and say, He'll never leave you. Now say this. He never grows tired of me. Say it to the person beside you. He don't grow tired of me. You know, I remember when I first got saved, I was so excited for God, and I was running around like a wild banshee. And I remember people telling me to say, you better watch out. You're going to burn out. You're going to burn out. And here's my big old religious answer. I'd rather burn out than rust out, sister. Remember that? I'd rather burn out than rust out. And when I got older, I found out something. No matter how you burn out, when you burn out, you burn out. It don't matter. Once you burn out, you burn out. And it's hard to take it anymore. Amen? So look to God and get your second wind. I love that word wait. It means to bind together by twisting. It also means to wait, to hope, to expect, and to connect. So watch this. It means to actively engage in God's business, but at the same time, actively seek His direction and actively be sensitive to His move and be sensitive to His strength. Does that mean stop doing what you're doing? You actively engage in God's work. You don't stop, but you also actively seek Him and His strength. So because of that, this is some powerful, powerful stuff. So it says, come on, why did I hit that button extra hard? There we go. Where am I at now? Praise God. I must have hit that. I must have really got happy, hit that button hard. Okay. Renew. So He'll renew your strength. That word renew has a twofold meaning. It means to change, and it means to exchange. Isaiah 61:3, I didn't used to understand this when I was younger, but just life itself, and then losing mom and losing my first wife and then losing Bethany and all that, being with people in the church and losing all these people that were in the church, I understand this so well now. So Isaiah 61:3, appointed them that mourn in Zion to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, their garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Beauty for ashes. When Job lost everything, what did he do? He went and sat in the pile of ashes, shaved his head, and poured ashes on his head. He was mourning. And what this means is, some of us even in here right now, we can't see it, but some of y'all in here got a pile of ashes on your head. We can't see it. God can. You're mourning. You got something that's tearing you up, driving you crazy. You wish you could do it a different way. All kinds of things of that nature. And God says, I want to take those ashes off your head. And there was an ornament that was called beauty and a headdress. You know, think about an Indian chief, you know, with his headdress on. There was a headdress that was you wore when you were happy and when you were full of joy. And he says, I want to take the ashes off your head and I want you to celebrate because I'm going to take care of you. Get that second wind. You got to get that second wind. See, here it goes. Watch this. I'll break this down. First, it's settled. He says, I want to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. Appoint means, literally, it's a done deal. It's settled. You say, well, God doesn't want to do that for me. Yes, he does. Those that mourn in Zion, if you're in his body and you are mourning, he has already settled it. He wants to give you peace. It's a done deal. Y'all say it's a done deal. Calvary is a done deal. He wants to give you peace. And the situation again, we talked about it, beauty for ashes. And then he wants to saturate you. With what? With the oil of joy for mourning. Can you imagine that you're so saturated with joy that when you walk, you squish, 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 squish. What's that? That's the oil of joy. Amen? And then he wants to lift up your spirit, a garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness, which is depression. He wants to get rid of that depression in your life, and you can get rid of it by praising him. I'm gonna be quick today, kinda. Maybe. It all depends. If I hit these buttons three times, you know, but real quick. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That word strength means powerfulness. It means an abundant strength, the ability to overcome. Here we go. I love this. This is my favorite of all. I love it. I love it. I love it. Mount up. You've heard me say it so many times, but now I'm going to do it again. Because I just love doing this. Do you know that an eagle always finds him a special rock? And it's his rock. It's nobody else's rock. It's his rock. He lives on that rock, and he's going to die on that rock. Did you know that? When he gets married, when he finds a mate, they mate for life. So they both will be on that rock, and they both will be there together. They will have their kids, and they will die on that rock. But there's something very special about that rock, too, is that's where he takes off at. That's where he gets his boost when he gets ready to leave. If you've ever watched how an eagle takes off, especially when things are going bad, although the birds will not be in the air because they're afraid and they can't handle the wind, the eagle's up there soaring. You know how the eagle soars? It says mount up. Now mount up. This is where you exchange your power alone to his power through you. The eagle gets on the rock, he mounts up. His mounting up means this. He gets up on the rock and he spreads his wings. That's mounting up. He doesn't flap to get out of his nest or fall off his rock. He stands up on the edge, he holds up his wings, and he waits till the breeze comes. He's way up high, so there's a lot of wind. And when there's breeze, he leans into it. And when he leans into it, the breeze literally, as he leans into it, the breeze picks him up and he never has to flap his wings. It picks him up. He never even has to push off the rock. It picks him up and he begins to soar. He's never flapped his wings. He's never had to run down the rock because he stood on top of the rock. We've got a rock. He waits. They that wait upon the Lord, he waits, shall renew their strength. And then he leans into the rock, and the wind does the work for him and through him. He's still flying. He's still got to watch what he's doing, but the wind does the work for him. When we get on our rock and we get ready and we wait on God and we move in him, his spirit will lift us up. And we can work our work through him. And there's a promise there. He said they will walk and not faint. Or run and not be weary, walk and not faint. I put this here backwards on purpose. Walk. It means to carry a burden. It means to pursue. Some of us in here are carrying such heavy burdens. You know, finally, looks like finally this week, you know, we're going to get some breakthrough with my mother-in-law, finally get some help. But it's taken months upon months upon months. And this whole journey has been a 5-year journey, but it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And this last year has been terrible. Last few months has been absolutely heart-wrenching. But you know what? Somebody said, how do you keep going? It's because say, God, I need you. God, it's got to be you. I can't do this. And think about your own self. When we're going to standing by a grave of one of your loved ones, or standing by a hospital room, or holding their hand when they take their last breath. How do you do that? It's because you wait on God. And when you're carrying that burden, He promised you, if you mount up with Him, when you carry that burden, you're not gonna faint. It says, you shall run and not be weary. That means to rush. To be rushed means to be pulled in all kinds of directions. Have you ever been pulled in multiple directions at the same time? If you're a parent, you have, especially if you got more. You know, this woman come home one day, and she had 5 children. She walks up into, she'd been outside, she come in, and she sees these 5 children, and they're all in a circle. And she says she didn't know what was going on. And she looked, and they had gone outside, and they had pulled in a batch of baby skunks. There's about 6 skunks in that. And they're all standing around looking at the skunks. And when she come in, she hollered, run, children, run! And the skunks went all over the house. Needless to say, she got weary. All right. Hold on, we're almost through. We're almost through. When you trust in, stand in, and operate in God's power, that's going to be our greatest potential. Even when you're burning the candle at both ends, it's not going to destroy you, I promise. Brandon, get ready to come play something, bro. I'm going to read this again. Why would you ever complain, O Jacob, or whine, Israel, saying, God has lost track of me. He doesn't care what happens to me. Don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's the creator of all you can see and imagine. He doesn't get tired, doesn't pause to catch his breath. He knows everything inside and out. He energizes those who get tired. He gives fresh strength to the dropouts. For even the young people do tire and drop out. Young folks in their prime stumble and fall. But those who wait upon God shall get fresh strength. They shall spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind. Remember this. Everybody stand. Your faith is not to help you avoid problems, but to go through problems with stability. Everybody bow your head. I know that everybody in here has got their problems. If anybody says they don't have a problem, that's their main problem right there. You're either blind or lying, because everybody has problems. We have family problems. We have work problems, relational problems. But God's got this. God is working in our midst. God is doing something for us that we cannot do on our own. This week, try something. When you get up in the morning, if you want to, you can stand on the side of your bed and hold your arms out if you want to. But at least, when you get up, say, God, before I step out this door, I want to mount up with wings as eagles. When you get to work, say, God, I want to mount up with wings as eagles. And just pray it. And thank God for it. And say, God, now I'm going to move in your strength. I know your spirit's going to carry me today. And watch the difference this week. Your faith is not to help you avoid it, problems, but to go through them with stability, the power, and anointing. Everybody, bow your head and close your eyes. If you're here today and you say, I haven't been doing that. Matter of fact, I've been going right the opposite. I'm wore out. And I find myself losing myself and losing God. And to be totally honest with you, Pastor, I'm not even sure where I stand with Him anymore. Nobody looking around. Every eye shut. Would you raise that hand and say, pray for me, Pastor, because I'm not even sure anymore. It's just got me. Maybe you're here this morning. You know where you stand with Him, but you just need a second wind. Things have gotten tough. You keep moving forward. You're trying to move forward. And it just gets harder each day. And you're just needing God to help you remount up and be everything He wants you to be. If I'm talking to you today, you just need God to give you that bolster, that extra shot. Would you raise that hand? I need God. I need God. I need God. I need God. We're going to pray a special prayer right now. And I really believe you're going to feel different when we get through this prayer. And I believe today is going to be different and tomorrow. Ready? Father, You're awesome. You're mighty. You never grow tired. You never grow weary. I thank You, God, that You never get tired of me. You never get tired of my prayers. You trust me and You love me in spite of me. I ask You right now, Lord, to help me to remember every day to mount up on wings as eagles, to lean forward into Your Spirit and let Your Spirit carry me, because I can't do this alone. I know You can. I thank You, God, that You're faithful. And I thank You, God, that I'm going to sense Your presence in a more powerful way than ever, starting this moment. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. I want y'all to do something kind of silly. Don't hit the person beside you. See, if you go to work tomorrow and do this at work, they're going to think you've lost your mind. We can do it here. Do it here. Ready? We're going to practice it. You don't have to do this all the time, but right here. And when you get by yourself, do this to remind yourself. God, I need You. I'm going to mount up on Your rock. And I'm going to wait on You. And when You move, I'm going to move with You. Thank You, God. Because then I can walk and not grow weary. I can run. Trust You. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Isn't God good? All the time. God is God is God is God is God.